I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron in a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it. Remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
Shelter Insurance just announced lower auto rates. See Agent Scott Tabor for more details.
I'm Rex Nelson. People travel to Arkansas to experience its natural beauty. We even market ourselves as the natural state. Our landscapes not only make this state exciting to visit, but a wonderful place to live, not to mention the positive impact tourism has on our economy. It's our responsibility to keep our environment litter-free. Let's do our part to keep it beautiful. Visit KeepArkansasBeautiful.com to get involved.
This message brought to you by this station, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and the Keep Arkansas Beautiful Commission.
You're listening to Mountain Home Bomber Football on KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home.
Touchdown!
Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Bomber Stadium, we are underway. Shaner with the kick is going to be taken at the 27-yard line, and running out of bounds with immediately is Quad Brown for the Raiders.
He was not aggressive on a return. He took two steps to the sideline and said, I'll step out right here.
So, return about 3 yards to the 30, and that is where the Raiders will set up camp for the first time tonight. Cameron Scarlett, their junior quarterback, he's thrown for just 171 yards in two games. He has one TD pass. He's rushed for four touchdowns, though. He was a wide receiver last year for the Raiders. As a running back on either side of him, first down from the 30 for the Raiders, moving left to right. The ball is fumbled in the backfield on the handoff, and it looks like the Raiders have got it as the quarterback, Scarlett, falls back on it.
Brad, I was just going to mention, we just said something. Nettleton has struggled with ball security in their first two games. Orion Pugh had two back-to-back fumbles against Blyville. He recovered the first one, lost the second one. So they do have a propensity to put that football on the ground.
He was trying to hand it off to Scales, one of the receivers who lined up in the backfield. Trips to the left side for the Raiders now on second and 13. Scarlett to pass. Left side is complete. That's complete to Scales. He's hit immediately and dropped. No, well, they give him a gain of about one on the play to the 29-yard line.
Bojay was there immediately. Laid the lick on him, got some help on the cleanup. And that's one of the things with the similarities between the two offenses. You're going to be able to see things that look like what you see every day in practice.
Third and 11 here for the Raiders, and a timeout taken by Mountain Home. There was a problem with the personnel, apparently, so the Bombers have to burn a timeout. 11:01 left in the opening quarter. We're scoreless. You're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank, member FDIC.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, the Bombers have to use a timeout. Third and 11 here for the Raiders. Again, they'll have two receivers on each side with Pugh in the backfield, flanking Scarlett, working out of the pistol. And Pugh goes in motion. Scarlett's pass back to the left. They set up the screen and into the secondary. Lots of room across the 50, the 45. It's Tolley with the catch. He's going to take it down to the 44 of Mountain Home, a first down Raiders.
Great job. They got isolation out there and had lead blockers. We were kind of swarming to the football and got the ball out quick, and Tolley was able to make some things happen with his feet.
28-yard pickup to the Mountain Home 43-yard line. Fresh set of downs for the Raiders as they convert on third down. Scarlett will give it, and he'll keep it this time. He runs straight up the gut, and he's going to have a first down run. The quarterback keeps it, takes it for about 10 yards to the 33.
Scarlett's not a big kid, but he runs really tough. That time had a Bomber that kind of broke down, and he laid the lick on him.
Well,
he's about a half yard shy, so it's second and under a yard here for the Raiders. 10-16 left in the opening quarter. Nettleton's opening drive of the ball game. Bombers with a four-man front, the handoff to Pugh, and he's going to fight forward, have enough for the first down. He's going to take it near the 31, and the Raiders will move the chains again.
A little inside power, Brad, just needing that short yardage. Give it to the big back and let him find a hole and squeeze through there and get that, what was that, four? Second one?
Yeah.
Second two?
Yeah. So first down here for the Raiders at the Mountain Home 31-yard line. Scarlett, the junior quarterback, wants to pass. Quick hitter, left side to Scales. Scales, first man misses. He takes it to the 27 where he's brought down there.
Lawson Stockton came in and cleaned it up after the first tackler. Just kind of tried to arm tackle him, but Stockton was there to clean it up. You know, it looks like they're going to try and get those one-on-one advantages in space early. And, of course, it would be interesting to see if they try and lull us into something like that and then go over the tops after our struggles the first week with the deep ball.
That was a pickup of three, so second and seven. Trips to the right side now for the Raiders. 9:18 left in the opening quarter. The ball's handed off up the middle. This is Pugh, the junior running back. He's going to take it to just inside the 25-yard line. Pickup of about three.
Good job on that backside of that line. That's a big old tackle over there for Nettleton, number 79.
It's third down.
He is 6'1", 287. That's Alan Campbell. Their other tackle's 5'9", 340.
A couple of human cement blocks.
They got some big ones. That left guard is 6'1 and 293. Third and four here for Nettleton. They empty the backfield as Pugh flanks out wide to the right side. Now a man in motion to the near side. That's Scales. They fake it to him. The ball's on the ground, picked up by Scarlett, and he's knocked down at the 30. It's a loss of five on third down.
Yeah, he kind of put out there for a little fake on a little fake jet sweep and just dropped the football on the ground.
That's two fumbles on this opening drive by Nettleton. Unfortunately, the Raiders have covered both. So now fourth and about nine here for Nettleton at the Mountain Home 30.
Now we'll have to probably see them put the ball in there, or we could see they showed a lot of quarterback draw early.
Fourth and nine. Scarlett back to pass. Looking long across the middle. It's incomplete, and the Bombers hold on fourth down. He looked for Scales crossing across the middle, and the ball was just a little overthrown.
Yeah, had a chance. Scales got a big old paw up there, but it was just too tall for anybody out there to grab.
So the Bombers give up 40 yards of offense, but nothing on the scoreboard for Nettleton in their first possession, and the Bombers will come out for the first time this evening, starting from their own 30-yard line. Single setback is going to be Hershberger behind McKay. Bombers working right to left here in this opening quarter. 8:05 left in the first period. McKay rolling down the right side of the line, and he decides to keep it himself, and he's going to lose about a half yard on the play.
And not really sure what he was looking for there. He kind of ran a little tentative to the right side. It wasn't a pitch man. There was a pitch man out there, but he elected to keep it himself.
Second and 10.
So second down and just under 11 here for the Bombers with 7:41 left opening period. Trips to the left side for Mountain Home. The handoff is to Hershberger. He's hit the line of scrimmage. He's going to find his way to the 31. He'll pick up about a yard and a half. It's third and long coming up.
Gain of about 2 yards brings up third down and eight.
Looked like there was a seam on that play, but it was on the other side of the line. I know that some of these are option type plays where they're reading which hole.
Right.
We're moving to an inside and outside zone blocking scheme. And those holes, they kind of move from play to play.
Two receivers on each side for Mountain Home, third and nine. McKay drops straight back, three-step drop, has a man open, and it's dropped at the 50-yard line.
Wide open.
No, it was Hickman, the tight end, who was open and couldn't haul it in, and the Bombers will be forced to punt.
There are several options. There are a couple of guys running free on that. That's a positive thing, and that's when they're looking like they're stacking the line right now. You know, Nettleton plays a multiple defense. They'll go back between the three and the four-man front, just kind of based on what they see. And right now they're crowding the line of scrimmage.
Tolley back deep for the Raiders as McKay punts it away. Good kick. Tolley lets it bounce at the 34, inside the 30, and it's going to roll out of bounds at the 28. Pretty good punt from McKay.
He did real well last week. I think that was his first game to ever punt, at least at the varsity level. And except for one punt, he always got the great roll.
He did. So 6:58 left in the opening quarter. Each team has had a possession. We are still scoreless. The Raiders started their first drive at their own 30. They'll start this drive at their own 28-yard line.
Feels like a little prize fight here, a little punch, a little counter punch, counter punch.
So the second possession now. The Raiders will send three receivers from the left side to the right side now. And the ball kept by Scarlett, the quarterback. He faked the handoff, went to the right, and he is going to lose the football. And the Bombers, I believe, have fallen on it at about the 33-yard line. No indication yet from the officials. Now they say second down. The Raiders have got the ball back. Boy, it was right there for the Bombers to take, and they couldn't get on it.
I think it hit two of our guys in the feet because that ball is 4 yards downfield. It got kicked around a little bit.
Turns into a 5-yard gain. Big Moses Williams, that 5'9", 340-pound right tackle, fell on the ball for the Raiders. So it turns into a 5-yard gain. It's second and 5 now for the Raiders. They empty the backfield with trips to the left side. Scales comes in motion. They'll hand it off to him on that jet sweep. Scales is going to be upended at the 35 and down at the 37-yard line with a pickup of 4, so third and short coming up.
Dylan Drury did a good job of coming up from his corner position and kind of submarining him, taking down.
Third and a yard here for the Raiders. They look to the sideline, getting the play called in with 5:58 left in this opening period. Scoreless at Bomber Stadium, home opener for Mountain Home. Still 12 seconds left on the play clock, 3rd and 1. Let's see what Nettleton does here. Pugh is the running back. Scales comes in motion again. They'll give it to Pugh straight ahead. He's got the first down and then some. Takes it across the 40, near the 41 before he's dragged down, and the Raiders will move the chains for the third time tonight.
Good inside run. Nettleton offensive line really established their running lanes there, and we weren't able to get a hand on him until he was about 5 yards deep into where the linebackers had been.
And it goes for a 5-yard gain. Raiders will have both Pugh and Scales in the backfield now with two receivers on the top side of the field. Scales goes in motion. The play kept by Scarlett as he fakes the handoff to Pugh. Scarlett hit in the backfield, falls forward though, and he's going to pick up a couple of yards.
He's a slippery dude.
He is. That's a good way to describe especially that play.
Takes it to the 44-yard line. Brings up
so second and about 8 here for the Raiders with 5:05 left opening period. Pugh will be in the backfield by himself to the left side of the quarterback, Scarlett. Scarlett to pass. Right side is complete at the 50. Making the catch is Bo Smith, and he is going to take it to the 49-yard line, a pickup of about 7. So, again, 3rd and short coming up.
Going to be short. You know, good job. He caught it, kept him in front of him, but playing a little soft on the pad there.
Third and one again for the Raiders. They're second consecutive 3rd and 1 situation.
You see probably two things going on, Scarlett on the keeper or Pugh on the dive.
They'll bring Scales in motion, fake to him, give it to Pugh, hit in the backfield, and driven backwards. It's a loss on the play of 3 yards back to the 48-yard line.
Great penetration by the Bomber line. Gage Lindsay in there from his defensive end slot, really putting on a big hit.
And Nettleton quickly to the line of scrimmage on 4th and about 4 here as they have the offense on the field. And Mountain Home jumped off sides, and the Raiders are going to get a free first down. Oh, my goodness. It's bad enough you jump off sides, but it was one of those defensive linemen that's right there over the ball.
Oh,
that's a backbreaker.
And that's something that Coach Airy said we have to get cleaned up.
Offsides against the Bombers.
4th first down of the night for the Raiders. First penalty of the night for either team. Well, that one hurts. You'd held them on 3rd and 1 and pushed them back and made it 4th and 4.
First and 10 for
Nettleton. So now first down at the Mountain Home 47-yard line. Scarlett will give it to Pugh coming to the near side, running between the guard and center tackle, Hall, and takes it inside the 45, down to about the 42, a pickup of five.
That's just a big power play there. They pulled the backside guard to the tackle around to this side to try and run a little kick out. Same things that we like to do when we have the ball on offense.
5 yard gain, puts the ball at the 42 yard line. The Raiders will empty the backfield now. Pugh split out wide to the right side. Trips to the right side. Scarlett is going to pass to the left side. He likes Scales. He finds him at the 42. He's going to be knocked backwards, but his progress, I said the 42, actually the 38 yard line. He'll pick up four on the play.
Good job. The catches it, and then Boje and Lockhart are there for the hit. Nothing after the catch. They're just right now, they're just kind of want to chink their way down the field, take a little dinks and dunks.
And it's working.
Not being aggressive. They are eating a lot of clock, Brad.
And imagine this, another third and one. This is the third one in a row now for the Raiders. They converted one, and the Bombers held on the other. Again, Scales in motion. Again, they'll give it to Pugh straight ahead, as they've done the last three times, and it's good for a first down. Pugh's going to take it just inside the 35, and the Raiders will move the chains for the fifth time tonight.
Just having a struggling with setting the line of scrimmage right now on the defensive line, Brad, especially those inside defensive tackles kind of still searching to fill those roles. We see a lot of guys in there getting snaps tonight, trying to find the right fit.
This is the 10th play of the drive here with 2:32 left in the opening quarter. We are scoreless at Bomber Stadium. Scarlett to pass. It's a screen left side, complete to Scales. Scales is going to be upended just inside the 30 at the 29. That's good for a gain of five.
Took his life in his hands a little bit there.
Got to jump, didn't he?
Yeah. It's like, don't leave your feet on purpose unless you're jumping for the end zone.
Or you're Travis Kelce.
Oh, that's true. And the Bombers just gave it to him again.
Good grief. They just jumped off sides again. That's the second time on this drive that Bomber defense has jumped off sides. So 5 free yards for the Raiders.
It's going
to be awfully close to a first down. Looks like they're about a half yard shy.
Just short of a first down. Second and short.
So second and about half a yard here for the Raiders. You take a shot at the end zone maybe here from the 24-yard line?
I don't know how aggressive they would be, but maybe.
They're looking to pass. It's complete left side. That's Scales once again. He's going to be hit out of bounds at about the 15. First down for the Raiders.
You know, that's going to be there all night. Playing soft on those corners over there, letting him come out. He's just running a little, almost like a little flat pattern, going out there, stop, turn around. Little hitch type action.
Mason Walker.
Knocked out at the 15-yard line, so a fresh set of downs for the Raiders. They've got 6 first downs in this opening quarter. At the Bomber 15-yard line, this is Pugh straight ahead and well played by the Bomber defense. He'll get a yard, and that's it. Quentin Brill, one of the first Bombers there. Adams there as well for the Bombers.
Boje made the big hit. He came in, penetrated through the line, kind of stopped him up there, and then allowed Brill to clean it up.
1:25 left in this opening period. Second and 9 for the Raiders from the Mountain Home 14-yard line. Scarlett backs up, working out of the shotgun as he has all night. He will want to pass on the play action. It's complete. A diving catch inside the 5 for the Raiders. They've got a first and goal coming up.
Brad, that's just another one of those hitch plays, playing soft on the coverage. He ran him off. Defender had to maintain his defensive pad there. He just turns around and catches the ball.
A pickup of 10 to the 4-yard line. First and goal for the Raiders at the Mountain Home 4 with 53 seconds left in this opening quarter. This has been an impressive drive for the Raiders. Scales in motion. They'll hand it off to Pugh up the middle, though, instead. He's going to get a yard to the 3.
Just an easy yard there. Had a nice hole. Bombers did a good job of closing down, though, and taking away. It looked like he had an opening there for a moment.
This coming up will be the 15th play of the drive. 27 seconds left in the opening period. Second and goal from the 3 here for the Raiders. Scarlett will keep it himself, going to the left side. He is in for the touchdown. Got hit in the backfield, breaks out of that, and then an easy waltz into the end zone for six.
Yeah, broke a couple of tackles there, spun right through the second one, and it's in for six. That's really disheartening to think that you had them stopped and then gave it away on that fourth down when you just jumped, because there's no way that they were going to run a really solid play with as quick as they got to the line.
Exactly. Well, extra points have not been easy. Justin Livingston is 2 of 5 on the season. That one was good, but there's a flag. So let's see what we have here.
And that's a different kicker than they used in week one.
You are correct. I said Justin Livingston. That is not the young man that came out. It's actually Kendrick McShann who's kicking now. The penalty is against Nettleton, so that's going to back them up 5 yards for the extra point. The other place kicker was number 20. I had the wrong name earlier. Joseph Nahung was the young man that's 2 of 5. So McShann now in to do the extra point kicking. And Mountain Home jumps off sides. Good grief. Third time this drive, and that's going to move the ball back to where it was originally for the extra point try.
I think Coach Airy probably might spontaneously combust, because if there's one thing that we can tell, he can't stand undisciplined things like this. When we're visiting with him, I would not want to be on the sideline here in a minute.
So back to the 3-yard line where we started after two penalties, and McShann again will attempt the extra point. This one is good. So 11 seconds left in the opening quarter. A 15-play drive for the Raiders. They score. It's 7-0 Nettleton. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Getting away from it all has been incredibly important these past few months. Creating memories with family in a nice, safe recreational vehicle is also an amazing way to socially distance. Sounds like your own little piece of heaven, right? Ideal RV has known that secret since 1971, offering not only great new and used RVs, but also full-service maintenance, repair, winterization, and storage facilities. For the ideal memory maker, it's Ideal RV. Call Ideal RV, Highway 5 North, 481-5400.
Another way to learn more about the Arkansas Delta Byways is to visit one of the Arkansas Welcome Centers in the Delta region, with locations in Blytheville, Corning, Helena, West Helena, Lake Village, and West Memphis. You can stop by and have one of the knowledgeable travel consultants help you with a customized tour of the Arkansas Delta Byways region. Check out the special Arkansas Delta exhibits at each of the locations. Visit deltabyways.com for more great ideas.
This ad paid with state and regional funds.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, that kickoff squirted away from Logan Walker, the return man for Mountain Home. He had to go back to the 2 to pick it up and manages to get it back out to the 20, thankfully.
Yeah, I think the way that it originally was kicked, they were anticipating that ball was going to make it to the end zone, but it just started to die there. And finally, it's like, I've got to go get this. This is a live football.
So the Bombers will start from their own 20. They'll have 4 receivers to the left side and a single wide out to the right side. Empty backfield here for Bryce McKay. 3-man front for the Raiders. McKay wants to pass. Double pumps. It's enters. Oh, dropped. That was probably going to be a pick six that time. And, boy, I tell you what, it went right through the hands of the defender. I believe that was Eli Campbell. What,
number 13.
13, yes.
Yeah, he had it. Oh. I think he was looking at the end zone before he caught the football.
Well, that was a break for Mountain Home. So 3 seconds left in the period. The ball is kept by McKay as he reads the defense. Instead of handing it off, he takes it across the 30. He's got a first down run to the 31-yard line, and that'll be the final play of the first quarter. We've played 1. It's Nettleton 7, Mountain Home 0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Nearly Everyone is looking for and finding joy in the simple pleasures of home. Home cooking, homegrown, homemade everything. With Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, even home mortgages and home refis are comfortable with online applications and are specialists by appointment. Go to mebanking.com. Easy as pie, homemade or not. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.